We're in the Maimar of Achedish Ezelechem, Tavshin Tezvav, the middle of Siv Dalid, towards the bottom of the page, Kuf Ches. The Rebbe here in the Maimar is going to explain the Inyan of a Machadish B'Tuvai, B'Cholayim Tamid Maise Vereshis. What's the Inyan of Tuvai? What's the Toiv of the Eibishter? It's connected to the Oir, Vayar Lekimis Oir Ki Toiv, that was created in the first day of creation, regarding which Chazal tell us that it was either hidden for Tzadikim or in Torah, or for the Eibishter himself. But through the Yomim Tovim, there's a me'en of a ha'ara of this Oir Ki Toiv that shines in the world every single day. In order to explain this, the Rebbe is explaining here in the Maimon now the difference between Ilo V'olol and Yesh Ma'ayin, which is in Chassidus the explanation for the difference between Hishtalshalos and Amaylam Hishtalshalos. So what's the meaning of Ilo V'olol? On a simple level, Ilo V'olol means when you have various levels that are evolving from one another. They're related to one another. Yesh Ma'ayin is when you have a Hashpa that comes b'derech ein arech. There's a huge gap. There's a big jump from one reality to another. The Yesh that's created, you look at it in comparison to its source, it's b'ein arech. You don't see any relation from where it comes from to where it is, to what it is. But here, the Rebbe in this paragraph explains that even in Ilo V'olol, we're not talking about one level that comes directly from another. We're talking about an Ilo V'olol where also the source is pretty far from what comes out of it. And here the point that Rebbe is explaining is that it says that what comes from the source, what comes out, it's just a chelik asiri, just a tenth from what there is in the source. And the mashal for this is b'negei to the hashpa from a Rav to a Talmud regarding a Dvar Seichel. When you give over a Dvar Seichel from the world of the Rav to the world of the Talmud, it's bein areich, it's a whole different world. In order to be able to give over the Dvar Seichel, it has to go through many different levels. That's what we're in the middle of learning here. The Rebbe explains it has to go from Chochme, Bina, to develop it, and then it comes down into the Midis. Only then could the one that's giving over this idea relate to the world of to the Talmud. The Rebbe continues here to go through the levels of exactly how a Rav has to relate and come down from where he is in his world to the level of the student. With holding three lines from the bottom of the page, on page Kuf Ches. V'oid zayis, the Rebbe continues furthermore. Shagam la'acharei shekva shayich la'ashpia. Even after the Rav that has an idea, so he developed it, it's with the details, and it's already also through the level of Midis, it's an idea which is related to the Talmud. Hine b'chdei shal Talmud yuchel l'kabalas ha'seichel. In order that the student should have the ability to receive it, should absorb it, should take it. There still is another stage. The kidneys that advise a person how exactly to give over the idea. You have to make a seder of exactly how you're going to present it. The presentation of what comes first, what comes next. In order that it should resonate in the mind and the heart of the student, you have to find the right oifen of exactly how you're going to give it over. So that's another step in relating and coming down to the world of the student. Shuinya netzach v'hoid. In the Seder of the Sfiris, this is related to netzach and hoid. U'b'chlal zeh, included in netzach v'hoid, is another detail, hu gamma nitzachin. Nitzachin literally means victory when a person is fighting a battle. So what's the battle a person is fighting if he's a teacher and he's trying to give over an idea to the students? I'm not talking over here about a person that has to discipline the students that are not interested in hearing from him. So a different battle teachers fight. So if a student is interested in listening to what the teacher has to say, so what's the battle? So the battle is, Shemenatzeach es atzmoy, mikolo anyonam amoyne moysel ashpia. When the Rav, which is in a different world, and he wants to come down to the world of the student, there, when it comes down to Pael Mamish to actually break out of his own world and to give over the idea to someone else, there's something that like stops you, that holds you back, that you feel like, the person that I'm talking to will not relate to me, will not get what I really want. And you have to have that koyach to be determined, to break through, to get out of your own world and to give it over to another world. That's the netzachim. So that's another step to be able to come down, to connect, to relate to the level of the student. And then, v'gam tzorechlius eskashrus hamashpia b'makabel. There's yet another level to come down, a level of connection where the mashpia connects to the world of the student, besides the fact that on a level of midis, he has a feeling of relating to the world of the student. He even organizes the words and exactly how he's going to say it to go out of his own world, to bring it down, deliver it, present it in a way that the student should be able to get it. But there has to be even more, a connection. If a teacher wants to get over an idea, and the main point of here is not just, we're not talking over here, this whole mashal is not just Stam talking about giving over an intellectual idea, but it's talking about really sharing and giving over a certain reality, a certain concept that comes from a different world, to give it over to a new world. So there has to be a hiskashrus, a real connection. Hiskashrus ha-mashpia ba-makabal. Shewin yina yisayit, the middle of yisayit represents the hiskashrus, the connection. K'muvua kolze bi-geres ha-kaydish. All these different steps in the ashpa that comes from a mashpia to a makabal, or from a rav to a talmud. So it's explained in yigeres ha-kaydish ba-arichis, the details of each one of these steps. After all these steps that the mashpia goes through to connect to the world of the mekabel, then ba ashpa bedibur shuinin amalchus. Then the ashpa could actually come down through words, where it's given over to the world of the Talmud, to the world of the Talmud, that is, not just Stam with the Rav, speaking for himself in his own world. Dibur, the idea of dibur, is not just the sound and the words that comes out of the person's mouth. The real idea of dibur is when you're actually communicating to someone else, and the other person gets what you're saying on his level, related to him, on his standards, that he could get what you're saying. So all after all these levels, it starts with the nekudah of chachma, it goes down the whole Seder Shalshlus, and it comes through Dibur. So it comes out from all of this. What kind of ashpa are we talking about over here? This is not a ashpa, which is a yesh ma'ayin, be'ein areich, where there's no connection from the source to the recipient, adarabe. We're talking about a ashpa where there's a Seder Shalshlus, with this from level, to connect, to bring together a kiruv, a closeness from the mashpia to the mekabel. Therefore, this is a mashal for ilavalo, like a chain, where one level leads to the next, until the mashpia could connect to the level of the mekabel, to the Talmud. But nevertheless, you see over here, from the way it is in its source, in the mashpia, the way it comes down to the Talmud, it goes down 10 steps. And that's why we said before that it's just a chelik asiri. It's just a tenth of what there is in the source, the way it comes down to the student. And the truth though is, to clarify this even further, the distance that there is from the source, from the mashpia, from the ilo to the olol, is even further than this. Chelik asiri is not really accurate. So the truth is that he's a pachas afilim chelik asiri. What the student is getting, what the recipient is getting in his world from the source of the mashpia, is even less than a tenth. If you want to define it in level by level by level, yeah, it goes through 10 levels. Right, that's true. But shehi madrega ha'asiris. So from chachme to malchus, it's the 10th level. Aval bekamos ein zafil chelik asiri. But if you want to measure the quantity of exactly how it gets minimized in each level, so then it's much less than a 10th. Sharei ha'ishtalshlus mi madrega le madrega. When it evolves, and every level that it goes from one level to the next, ha'bahi ba'ifin shebechol pam, from each level that it transfers over to another, ha'reze b'miyit v'tzimtzum b'yaser. There's a tremendous symptom. You can't quantify it and say that it's 10%. Because it's going through 10 levels, that means that the ashpa from the source to the recipient is 10%. No, you can't say it's 10%. It's actually much less than 10%. Going from chachma to bina is a very big change. Going from bina to middeis is another huge change as well. And it's not defined, or you can't quantify it by a certain, measure it by a certain percent. Therefore, it's much, much more than, much less actually. The point here is it's much, the hashpa that comes down is much less than just 10%. And then the Rebbe adds even more, v'naisav alamid v'atzimtzum bekamus. In addition to whatever gets minimized, whatever level of tzimtzum there is in the quantity of the level of the hashpa, but what's more significant is, hinei arichik be'eichus v'od yaser, in the quality, in the nature of the very hashpa itself, the tzimtzum is even more, is much greater. When you go to the real nekuda, the distance that there is from chachma. Chachma is where the nekuda of the emes is revealed, is open, is shining. As we learned in the previous maima, what's chachma? Chachma is re'iyah. When the emes is just open right there in front of your eyes, there's no need for any hesbedim, there's no need for any feelings, there's no need for nothing. It's just there, you know it with the greatest certainty because you see it. That's chachma. Going from that level to chachma, all the way down to malchus, where a person is in a... Not only doesn't he see it, it's one thing that he can't physically see it, but he's not even in a world where he's able to see it. He's not even shyach to seeing it. You could have a person that two people are in the same gashmis degree reality. One person sees, one person did not see. And one shares with another what he saw and what the other didn't see. But then you have the ri'iyah that there is in a whole different world. And someone else doesn't see because he's b'chalal not shaykh to that kind of vision. He's not shaykh over there b'chalal to that world. And you're giving him over b'dibur what you see, what the mashpia, the source, he sees on a whole different level. So over here, the whole nature of the hashpa that comes down to the makabel, even though there's a certain hemshech from one level to the next, and therefore it's called iluva olol, but nevertheless, the nekuda at the bottom is very, very far from the way it is in its source at the beginning of the hashpa. This is one mashal from the hashpa that goes from a rav to a talmud, from a mashpia to a makabel. We could also understand this idea of Ilova Alol, that even though on one hand there's a connection between them, but yet there's a big distance as well. So we understand this also, Bekeiches HaNefesh, regarding the Keiches of the person himself, the Hashpa that there is within a person himself, Seichel HaMidis, the way there is a Hashpa from what you understand intellectually, how that affects the Midis of the person. Shem Gamkin Dugma Lilaval. This is also an example that's brought in Chassidus as an Ilova Alol, where you have one level that's a source that evolves and brings about another level from it. So the hine yashpa ma seichel midis, the hashpa that there is from the seichel to midis hirak chetzaynis bolvad. It's very, very external. From what a person gets and knows in the world of seichel to the way it comes down to the world of midis, it's chetzaynis. The entire concept, the entire world of Seichel and Midas are extremely different and far from one another. Why is that? In Seichel, he's into the subject to understanding the Indian itself, to understanding the truth of the matter itself objectively, the way it is, the way the Indian itself is, not related to me. Not, it's the emes kamoshu for itself. That's the focus that there is in the world of seichel. Ubi midis, on the other hand, midis is the exact opposite focus. Negeya ech shadov v'shayach loy. What's relevant in the world of midis is, how does this relate to me? What aspect of this inyan is shayach to me? So you're not even connecting to the same, you're not focused on the inyan itself, on the truth of the inyan itself. You're just focused on the aspect of it that's relatable. So when a person, when the nefesh lekis understands, so what does a nefesh lekis understand? The nefesh lekis only understands godliness. The seichel of the nefesh lekis is able to get and understand the goodness of who the Eibishter is, batzim, the good for what it is, the truth and the goodness of the Eibishter, not applied or related to a certain mitzias. But adarabe, in the seichel of the nefesh lekis, the nefesh lekis goes out of itself to see and to figure out and to get the goodness of who the Eibishter is for himself. That's the inyan of seichel. But in midis nigash eich shal lekos hu toiv loy. Regarding midis over here, the nefesh lekis, the emotions that it has, the feelings to connect to the Eibishter is a whole different thing. Over here, he only gets and connects to a level of a lekus that's relatable to him, that's relevant and relatable to his level. So the distance of seichel and midis, on one hand, the seichel is the source of midis. When a person understands something, so that's what produces and brings about feelings for it. But the feelings that you have for it is already completely different than where you are when you're focusing on the inyan itself in the world of seichel. So you see over here the distance that there is. Ubepratius, in more detail, hine b'seichel gufa yesh gamken kama madregis. Even within the seichel itself, there's already a difference in the levels of to what degree the person is actually focused just on the truth of the matter itself, and to what degree there is already a certain level of connection of what you're getting to yourself. There's the etzem ha-seichel, the very essence of the idea itself, where the person's mamish focused just on the truth of the matter itself, not on any aspect of it, of how it's going to relate to you. And there's a midis sheba seichel. There's an aspect of midis within the world of seichel. Within the world of seichel, there is that aspect of the idea. So what aspect of this idea is meaningful to me? Even before there's a real emotion, where the person is just relating to the feeling of it, loy to himself, but still there's a certain aspect, the b'chein of the seichel, the conclusion of the seichel, what is it demand of me, what's the relevance of the seichel to me. That's the midas within the seichel itself. The ba'atzim ha-seichel, when a person is really very deeply involved in getting the truth of a certain idea, and here we're talking about a person that's involved in getting and seeing and understanding the Eibishter himself, the kirvas elakim toiv, not the loy, not the relation to the person himself, but the idea itself is hainu, b'yoyse ba'oymek ha-sagasenyin. When a person is very deeply immersed and just understanding and getting the truth of the matter, azayla negesh klal, regeshel espailas. Over here, it does the mitzias of the person, where it's relevant to him, and therefore he gets excited, and therefore he gets involved in this on a personal level with emotions. It's not shaykh there yet. Ella, over here, it's actually the opposite. Ubeprinas dveikus. Here's where you apply the expression of dveikus. The idea of dveikus is that you are not you anymore. Adarabe, you're just glued. Dveikus literally means you're attached. You're glued to something else. You're glued to a certain truth where you lose yourself, and you're totally involved in trying to see and get the truth of this matter. It's not shaykh to you. Hispilos, the translation of the word hispilos means when you have one inyan that's poil, that has a certain effect on your metzias. So that's when there's two separate entities and one has an effect on the other. That's the idea of midis, when you bring it back to yourself as you are a metzias. Dveikus is the exact opposite. It's not where one metzias is poil on another. Dveikus means when that other metzias becomes completely glued and connected to a higher metzias, where he doesn't feel himself anymore. That's the idea of dveikus. That's in seichel. That's the essence of seichel. And we're talking about the seichel of the neshama. It becomes completely dovok. Shedovok legamri be'etzem haseichel she'asik by. The person becomes completely one with the idea that he's busy with, that he's working and he's understanding. That's in the world of etzem haseichel. And then kishanimshach b'midas shebeseichel. Then when it comes down to a lower level, midas shebeseichel is when the person sort of takes a step back. He's not anymore in the oimike inyan. He's not involved in just living there in the inyan itself. When the person takes a step back, so then you are a metzias for yourself. And here there's the inyan of midas, where the person starts looking at this idea from the outside. So what's the conclusion of this idea? How does it relate to me? Still in the world of seichel, but he's asking himself, what aspect of the seichel can I apply to me? That's the midas of the seichel. Azay nechzer advekus, shayse be'etzem haseichel. So over there, the dvekus, the fact that the person was so bottled and so glued to the inyan itself, you don't have that anymore. V'nasa hegesh ha'espailus b'sichlai. Here there's a certain level of espailus where there's a certain fascination and excitement about what you get and what you see, the excitement of this new idea that you see that you're able to apply to yourself. But mikol makom ein ze doy meklal l'regesh ha'espailus shebelev. The level of espailus in seichel is not yet the idea of espailus for a person in his heart, where he loses b'chlal the focus of the truth of the idea itself, and he's just totally focused on himself. That's a spilus belev, where a person's just feeling the loy, just the aspect of himself, or how where he is in the picture in relation to this. When you have a spilus, when a person gets excited about an idea, when it's still in the level of meichin, hinigama spilus hirak benegeya lahinyan atzmai. The spilus is not about himself. The spilus is about the inyan itself. What he's excited about is the idea of a lakus that he's understanding and he's relating to, which is good batsam. So it's a different kind of a spilus. So what do you see over here? Move on. The distance that there is from seichel to midis is bein araich. It's a whole different world. It's sort of opposite. It's a whole opposite focus. From dveikus in the etzem haseichel to the hispilos in midas shebelev is a tremendous, tremendous distance. It's one is focused on the truth of the matter, k'may shuhu, and the other is how this relates to the mitzias of the person in his own hispilos, in his own life. But nevertheless, seichel and midas are referred to as a ilavalo. When a person understands the goodness of something, so that nekuda of what he gets in his seichel then triggers and brings about, when it comes down from the world of seichel into the world of midas, into emotions, it brings down an attraction and a feeling to what you understand in your seichel. So it's ilovalo. Yuvam b'yoseh, we can understand this idea even to a greater extent, where you have two entities that are a ilovalo, but yet there's an infinite distance from the source to where it comes down to the next level. So you understand this also, again, b'yuvan b'yayse, richuk, erech, ha'olol me'a'ila, how far the olol, the level lower that comes down from the source, midugma acheres b'ilavolol, from yet another example by ilavolol, and b'negeh to the world, b'negeh to the gashmis to the world. Shazel ma'sha'omru razal, this is what it says in the Medrash, ein loch ha'yisav l'mata, she'ein loy mazal, m'lmayla, ha'maka b'yvayim l'gadol. There is no blade of grass here in the world that doesn't have a ruchniyizige counterpart to that blade of grass, which is a mazel that's there, that gives it, that's makabai, meaning there's a hashpa, a direct and a very strong hashpa. And that hashpa is so strong that therefore it's referred to as a makke, like it hits it, it strikes it, it strikes the grass, vaymaloy gadol, that it should grow. Hare muvan gaidl richuk erech, so we can understand how far there the distance is. Hamasikas shebetapuach, when you have the here, so we're talking about a blade of grass, but the same thing is also benigeya to a tree, and there's an apple that grows on it, and the apple has in it physical things. The azical is an apple is a physical existence, and it has physical sweetness. So that sweetness that there is in a physical apple, so it has a tremendous distance to other aspects of sweetness that are more spiritual. Legabi hamasikas shebenigin shebekol nigin orif. The sweetness that you hear in the sounds of a beautiful melody doesn't compare b'chlal to the level of sweetness that there is in a physical apple. A person that has edel kishreinus, a person that has refined senses, will enjoy the edelkeit and the geschmack that there is in a niggin much more than will enjoy the physical taste of an apple. They're both an union of mesikas, but you can't compare one mesikas to another. On b'kol shekein, and the distance from the sweetness of an apple, even more so, how far it is, the sweetness that there is in the level of seichel, a person that's a bal seichel and he has the edelest sense to appreciate a concept, an idea, so the geschmack that there is in an inyan of seichel is much more be'ein ereich to the geschmack that there is biting into an apple. Allah has come with the kamos, and even more so, legabe amasikas sheba mazel, the masikas that there is in the mazel. The mazel is also a ruchniyizige level that relates to the masikas that there is in the tapuach. Where's the shayrish of this masikas? Where's the shayrish of this sweetness that you see in the apple? There's a certain ruchniyizige masikas in the mazel. That's the source of the ashpa that there is in the apple. So on one hand, you see over here a certain connection from the masikas in the mazel to the masikas in the tapuach. But yet at the same time, you understand how far they are. The sweetness that you have in a gashmi apple is melubish in a dova gashmi, and therefore it's completely to the level of sweetness that there is beruchnius in the mazel amayla. It's the source of this level of sweetness. So this is a inyan of ilova olol, where you see how far one level is from the other.